News.
From the former home of the Sisters of Notre Dame, now the Eldwig Arts Center. This is CKOA-FM.
Broadcasting to the Cape Breton Regional Municipality.
Community Radio for Cape Breton. The Coast 89.7.
The Coast 89.7. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Morning rolls in clean with Phil Thompson on the scene. 50 years on the air, a Cape Breton knows he's there.
I was too young.
was much too young to know.
Coast 89.7, Dr. Hook, and Only 16, and that is the first song I ever played on radio. 1976, May the 1st at CJCB Radio. Hard to believe. Phil Thompson here, and a good morning, 50th anniversary show. As Ian Smith told me, you know, you did a 7th anniversary show. I said, I don't remember that, but I guess I did because he had an ear check of it. I did a 10th, I did a 25th, and now the 50th. So this one's going to be pretty good because there's a lot of things we have mapped out for today, a lot of special guests, but we have a lot of surprises, apparently, that I have no knowledge of what's going to happen. So it's live radio, folks. Stay with us here for the next 4 hours. I'm not sure who's coming in or what we're doing, but it's going to be interesting. Going to hear some older personalities that have not been around radio for a while. Favorites of mine, certainly, Mr. Fred Denny is coming in. We're also going to hear from Jay Bedford and a guy by the name of Whatever Happened to Brother Jake Edwards. We're going to find that out today as well, a little bit later on this morning, so stick around for all that. But, you know, the radio bug has to start somewhere, and it did for me as a small kid at the age of 7. I remember going into following my older brother, Jack Thompson, and he was in radio, of course, and I kind of followed in his footprint. And his career was a great career, moving to different stations over the years. Jack currently is in Kingston, Ontario, has been there for a number of years, and I thought I'd place a phone call to say thanks for everything that you've done for me. So let's head to Kingston, Ontario right now.
Hello.
Is this Jack Thompson?
It could be.
All right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good there, Brother Phil. How are you?
Not too bad at all. So my big brother, Jack, is on the air with us here at the Coast, and this is the 50th anniversary. Now, Big Brother has been in this a lot longer than I have, actually. How many years, Jack? I mean, what was it, 62?
Well, I'm only a year ahead of you.
Oh.
I know that sounds silly, but I've been retired since 2013.
Yeah. Still a pretty good run, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's much longer than I had thought, Phil. I didn't give myself this length of time. I thought I'd be out maybe selling insurance or, you know, I have had opportunities over the years to do other things, you know, but I fell in love with this business.
Yeah. And was it 1962 you started in New Glasgow at CKEC?
Yep. You were, let's see, 62.
I was 7 years old.
Seven or something like that.
Yeah.
I was doing mornings at CKEC in New Glasgow. You would come along with me, and you had a bunch of small trucks and cars you'd take with you. And
so it really wasn't interested in radio then. I was interested.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I remember going in there and meeting a lot of the people in there at that time. And I would play around with some records in the library and that sort of thing and have some fun and watch you on the phone interacting with people and doing the morning show at that time. I always talked about radio as being a very transient business, especially back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, where guys and girls moved from market to market. And you did that because you moved on to Bathurst after New Glasgow.
Yep.
And,
yeah, I did. That was, I think that was in the fall of 1963.
Yeah.
And they hired me as afternoon drive, evening announcing, weekend announcing, and music director.
Wow. Okay. I know in radio you do get a lot of titles.
Yeah. And it was a time when the Beatles were just starting.
Oh yeah.
You know, to come into North America.
Yeah. So tell us about your little travels because you left Bathurst and went to, I believe it's Smiths Falls, Ontario.
Yeah, right? That's just south of Ottawa.
Yeah.
About an hour south of Ottawa, or 45 minutes. had gave me a chance to see what business was like in Ontario, so different from the Maritimes. And I brought with me my Nova Scotia dialect, my accent, and I was told in unknown certain circumstances that if I wanted to survive in radio in Ontario, I would have to lose the accent. So I began to lose the accent. And it comes back after a few beers.
Yeah.
But it's gone now.
But after Smiths Falls, then it was North Bay.
Yeah, I had a chance to do the morning show in North Bay. I did afternoon television. I had no business being there on television, but the host had left. The PD asked me to do the job because I was the only guy free on the air at that time, and I was able to learn a little bit about television. It was black and white TV. The networks were colored, but the stations that I worked in were all black and white TV.
Yeah. And from there on to Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, I got married in North Bay and then moved to the Sioux and Sault Ste. Marie. And I was able to do, again, the morning show. And I did afternoon television. And pretty much the same thing I was doing in North Bay. I became the production manager. I began to be in charge of the music and things like that. I was learning. They were allowing me to do things that, again, I always say, I have no business doing.
And then, of course, Kingston came along, and you ended up in Kingston, Ontario, and been there for many, many years. So,
yeah, Algoma Steel was the big thing in the Sioux, and if they went on strike or anything, we didn't get our raises. The winters were extremely cold in northern Ontario, lots of snow. The minus 40s were very common. And so when it came down to, say, southeast Ontario, Kingston, the summers were much longer. They were extremely hot. And the salary was much better, too, as well. And I became the assistant program director. I was music director. I was hiring people in the early 70s. And I was there for about 10 years. Then I left and became the program director of CFMK, which was a competitor of CKLC. And that was a country station. And then an opening came up for CKWS Radio. And so I became program director of that station. So I was there for about 5 years. And the station I had left, CKLC and CFLY, 98.3 Fly, invited me to come back and work with them, and I worked in sales up until the time I retired the first time in 2007. Yeah. And then I was out of work for a week when I retired, and the competition hired me to do the morning show on WLYK, which our studios were in Kingston, but we sent the signal over to an American satellite in New York State, just across the river.
Wow. What a journey. Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was offered a job out of the market, out of Sydney at one time, and I called you and I said, what do you think? And I remember the words you said, well, are you happy? And I said, yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You got along with everybody at the station. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And you like your environment. You like what you're doing. The money's okay. Yeah. Well, then why are you moving?
Yeah.
Right? So that's one of the big reasons why I stayed, because I love the marketplace so much, love the people. So you learn along the way. And that's the same thing with me in this business. I had to learn different computers and software and so on. And I always kept abreast of that because I knew that I would become more valuable to the company, which in the end actually paid off, because I was one of the last to be laid off where I was working, but I was kept on, I know, because I knew all the software, and that was a real advantage to do that. But I'm going back here with our family just for a minute to talk about our travels, and as Jack has indicated, he's moved from market to market over the years, and as a family, you tend to go where the kids are, and we ended up taking our family vacations to Bathurst, to North Bay, to Sault Ste. Marie, and to many times in Kingston. So that's every time I went to those markets, Jack would say, hey, listen, you want to come in with me? I'm doing the morning show tomorrow. What time do I have to get up? Oh, it's 3:30. 3:30. I would go in with him on the morning show and watch how things were done. But you have a real interest in that, and I appreciate that, and I thank you so much for at least extending the hospitality and the interest, and knowing that there is some interest there to continue into broadcasting, because I think that's where it came from, being taken to these different places. And I went willingly. You didn't drag me there, so there's definitely an interest in doing it. So I appreciated that so much. That's what gave me the interest to stay in the business all these years later. But as far as moving to different markets, a lot of guys and girls did that and moved around a lot. But I always very happy with the company, very happy with what I was doing. And that was the big thing right there. Be content at what you do. As long as you're happy doing it, then things will be fine. So it wasn't a job to me. It was a career. So.
Yeah, well, when you move, the idea of moving, someone asked me one time, why do you move so many times? Because I'd stay in a place maybe 2 years, 3 years, whatever. And it was always to learn something new, to make a few more dollars, to help give the family an opportunity to be raised in a new community. And it was just a different environment, and to make yourself better. You know, for example, having had the television background, when I arrived in Kingston, I was working in a station that didn't have a TV station. But when the fire department came and said they were raising money for muscular dystrophy with the Jerry Lewis telethon, the management came to me and said, well, you've got TV experience. How about you going down to New York and going on TV and helping raise money, be our Canadian representative in Watertown, New York? And I said, yeah, no problem. And away I did. And did that for about 12 years.
Yep.
Every Labor Day.
It just, that kind of stuff just pays off after a while. Yeah. Like the more you know, the more you're going to be involved in things.
That's right.
Anyway, I appreciate the phone call this morning. This is the 50th anniversary show, and I couldn't think of a better person to put on the air because you've been there since the early days. For my interest in radio, and I thank you so much for that over the years.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm so happy I could help contribute to that.
Hi, Phil. It's Barry McKinnon here, and I just wanted to wish you the happiest, the happiest birthday ever.
Hold. It's not a birthday, Barry.
Okay. So what is it?
It's an anniversary.
Okay. So, sorry about that, Phil. Phil, I just wanted to wish you, edit that part out, Bill. Here we go. Phil, I just wanted to wish you the happiest of anniversaries to you and your lovely wife and, you know, all the very best.
Hold it. It's not his marriage anniversary.
Okay.
It's his anniversary for being on the radio.
Gotcha. Okay. One more time with flavor.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Phil. It's Barry McKinnon here. And I just wanted to wish you a very happy, happy, happy 50th anniversary on the air. All the very best. Many more to come. We have lots of stories. We won't tell those on the air. I hope you're having a really good day and the next probably decades. And just keep on playing the tunes because that's what you do. So is that good enough?
Well, I think it's good enough.
Yeah. Anyway, so that Bill, that went really well.
I think. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, like, just before we go, just get my jacket there. How old is that? I think he was filmed like 93 or something like that.
I don't know. He's getting up there.
Yeah, I was wondering. I bumped into him at the home there the other day.
Okay.
Coast 89.7 April Wine. Ooh, what a night. And you've noticed the music changed today because the Coast, Bill McNeil, I said, listen, I want to do a four-hour show, but I want to do my show. And he said, yeah, go ahead. So I picked all the music today. So it's all my favorites. Hey, you only get this once every 50 years here, so make the most of it, right? 9:27 right now, mix of sun and cloud today in the forecast, chance of a shower, high 11, clear tonight with a low near 4, mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, some gusty winds and 15, mainly cloudy on Friday, chance of showers again with a high of 8, periods of rain Saturday 13, mix of sun and cloud for Sunday, chance of a shower and a high of 20. Where it all began for me, Loyalist College in Belleville, Ontario. I went there in 1975, and I wanted to be in broadcasting. Actually, I graduated from NSCC, electronics. Took electronics for 2 years, and then found it's I'd rather be on the radio than fixing radios. So ended up going to Belleville, and it was a two-year course. And near the end of the first year, I wanted to come back home somewhere in the Maritimes to work for the summer. So I started sending what they call these air checks. That's a tape of yourself on the air. Send them out to different radio stations all over the Maritimes. And I really wanted to work at CFCY. That was the big station. Charlottetown was the big station at that time. And they didn't have any openings. And then one day I was sitting in class, and Brian Olney, who was the instructor there at Loyalist, said, we got a phone call here from Norris Nathanson in Sydney. He wants to talk to you. I said, okay, great. Ran down to the office. And he said, yeah, we heard your tape. We like your stuff. I want another tape, though. I want another tape of commercials and a newscast. Can you do that for me and send it to me immediately? I said, certainly will. So I went in that night to record a newscast and some commercials and sent it off to CJCB. A couple of days later, he called me and asked me where the tape was. I said, well, Norris, it's in the mail, because there was no internet at that time, none of that stuff. So it had to take at least a week or so to get to Sydney. Anyway, he called me a few days later and said, yeah, you got the job. Can you start right away? And I said, no, I can't. Well, why not? I said, well, I have to finish up my semester here. And he said, when's that finished? I said, well, halfway through April. Okay, you start May 1st. I said, oh, great, I'll be in Sydney May 1st for sure. And that's how it started. This is the audition tape I sent to CJCB back in 1976. This is it. Couple of minutes of it from Loyalist College. Here we go.
Remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson.
Good morning, Loyalist College. 4 minutes after 11 on the Phil Thompson radio program. Elton John, grow some funk of your own. It's Thursday, the fifth day of February, 1976, and the weather for the weekend just looks great if you're skiing. Downhill or cross country, no matter what, the snow is hard and it's ready to go. And you should be too. Loyalist College offers you less. Less flab, less sag, in short, a healthier student body. The exercise room at 287A is the place to be. It's a fully equipped facility to help you trim that spare tire you've always had to lose, but never knew how. Lose those inches with regular sessions with the weights, or pedal your way to fitness on the exercise cycle. And maintain that new physique by continuing your exercise program. You know, you'll gain as much as you lose in the exercise room 287A, just above the gym. The Eagles! 15 after 11. Take it to the limit. If I could only ski, I'd be out there this weekend. Conditions are looking good for all the slopes. Minus 11 downtown, that's 12 Fahrenheit at CBLC Loyalist College.
Need equipment for work or play? It's Celtic Kubota. Chris is back. Let's talk about spring, because Chris, spring is here. What's happening to Kubota?
Absolutely, Phil. So spring has sprung in Cape Breton. Finally, everybody's starting to get in the mood for mowing their lawn. Well, Phil, we have a showroom filled with mowing equipment, starting as low as $3,849 for a Cub Cadet ride-on lawnmower. We have everything under the sun, Phil. We have Cub Cadet, we have Toro, we have Still, we have Kubota. And again, we have our whole showroom filled with lawnmowers. We have ride-ons, we have zero turns, we have lawn tractors, we have diesel all-wheel drive lawn tractors. Phil, we have everything you could possibly need for mowing any type of lawn in Cape Breton. Here at Celtic Kubota, the Spring Has Sprung event is here. People want to mow their lawn. We're sick and tired of talking about winter. We want to talk about mowing lawns in the warm weather. Come in, see any one of the guys here. We have a full showroom, financing available on all of our equipment. And again, Phil, our Kubota commitment, we will take care of all your needs for mowing anything you have.
Celtic Kubota, 902-539-6006, 70 Dodge Street, Sydney, or CelticKubota.com.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination as the Highland Arts Theater presents Willy Wonka Jr. May 13th to 17th. Experience the scrumdiddlyumptious adventures of Willy Wonka, based on the best-selling book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This musical adaptation performed by the Hat Academy will delight everyone's sweet tooth. Golden tickets for Willy Wonka Jr. May 13th to 17th are on sale now at the Highland Arts Theater box office or online at highlandartstheater.com.
If you find yourself dreaming of a new home but love the one you're in, allow the experts at Gillis Home Building Center on Kings Road, Sydney River to help you freshen up your home's exterior. New siding is the best way to update the look of a home. And at Gillis Home Building Center, they have several different suppliers and more than 200 unique colors and styles available to you. Stop by and check out their sample boards and earn scene points on your purchases. Gillis Home Building Center, 1076 Kings Road, Sydney River.
We're back here at the coast. It's coming up to 9:35 here in the 50th anniversary show. I'm really, really happy that that he decided to come in today. We asked him if he would, and he did. Mr. Fred Denny. I'm sure most of you have not heard him in a while, but he's here. He is alive, friends.
Barely. And,
barely. But
barely.
When I had sent that audition tape in, I just want to clarify this now. Was it you or was it Norris that decided maybe we should hire this guy?
It was my decision. Was
Your
my,
decision.
Yeah, Norris
okay.
said, I've got somebody here that I'd like you to listen to. And he said, let's go from there. So that was fine.
Okay. Because
he made the first moves
okay.
to you. And then he came to right. me and he said, I was talking to whatever the college you were talking
yeah,
a while ago.
Loyalist.
And he said, I think maybe he could fit in. I said, fine. He said, he'll be down and the date you said.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
No, that's how that came about.
Okay.
So he said, you know, handle it from here. And I said, okay, great.
Yeah, because when I arrived, he had gone on vacation.
Yeah.
And I remember coming up the stairs at CJCB, and you're the first person I saw. And I thought, I've seen this guy on TV.
And you couldn't read my lips when you saw me coming up the stairs. I said, what is this? What is this? No wonder he went on vacation.
Fred was one of the best bosses you could ever have because if you had any kind of ego, he got rid of that pretty quick.
In a hurry.
Put you down to size. But Fred's good to see you again, man. It really is.
Nice to
after
see you,
all
but
these
you
years.
Look great. You look great.
Thank you.
I keep going through this at home, and even with myself, I keep saying, how can you be 80? I hang my head and I'm thinking, that can't be. My wife Barbara says, your daughter's 56. And I'm saying, oh no, it can't be.
I know.
It just runs away from you.
And,
you know?
when someone says, did this happen in this year? You go, I don't even know if it happened in that decade.
No.
You
nope.
know, it all kind of blends in to say,
well,
when was this?
Like, the thing after Bill called me, and I talked to a few people, said, you know, I'm going down to the coast. It's Phil's anniversary and so on. And they said, how long have you known Phil? I said, how would I know? Forever. You know, I said, I don't remember. I just, those things just disappear, you know? And,
yeah.
And that's why I say, I keep saying, how can I be 80? You know, yeah. The good thing about it, fortunately, knock on wood, I'm still healthy. There's nothing wrong, and that's great. But by the same token, you know, I looked at other people who were 80, and I'm thinking, why is he still here? He's 80. I guess people are looking at me and going, look at that old fart.
When I first started at CJCB, I did what they call a swing shift. So
yep.
I came in, I did Friday and Saturday nights. I did Sunday afternoon, and I did two all-night shows on Monday and Tuesday. And what a learning curve that was. You couldn't have asked for a better opportunity to learn all those shifts.
Yeah, you got it all together. Yeah,
night shift, overnight shift, and a day shift.
Yep.
And it was a real learning curve, especially with the people I was working with. Robbie Robertson was there reading the news on the weekends. Institution, the guy's been there since 1929 when it opened. He was great to work with. So many people have gone through that building.
Yeah.
When you look at all the years.
When I joined, Robbie was there. Donnie Mikozik was there.
Was Ann Terry still there?
Ann Terry was still there, but then she left and she went with DevCo. Remember when they opened up the, and so did Donnie Mikozik. He left as well.
That's right.
But they were all there when I arrived, and it was just shortly after that that they separated and went their way. Robbie stayed on, but I mean, you know, when I first got there. Because when I first was here in Sydney, when I was in school in Toronto, and I took this little broadcasting thing, and I thought, this is, you know, this is great. And someone said to me, you don't need that. Why don't you go and get a job? And they gave me a list of radio stations. And the radio station in somewhere in Nova Scotia, I'm trying to remember where it was now, they said, you know, sure, we're interested. Come on down. So on the way here, I went home, of course, in Glace Bay, and someone said to me, there's a brand new station open in Sydney. Why don't you stay there? And I said, what station? He said, CHER. And I went in there, and they said, sure. Jack Columbus was there at the time.
Okay, right.
Jack was in the newsroom, and they hired me, and I was doing evenings.
Okay.
And I did that for a year or so, and then I went to Ontario, and I bounced around from there and came back. Norris called me to come to CJCB, and he said, because Bill Anderson was leaving and going to Toronto, and Norris said, why don't you come home? And I said, well, I suppose I could. He said, no, come on home, and away we go. And so, you know, for a while, then I left again, back and forth. And,
yeah.
And then at the end of it, he said, are you going to stay or are you going to keep going this way? And then when he was leaving, he said, I'm leaving first. So, you know, we said, you can keep doing what you're doing. But he said, I've had enough. I'm going. So,
yeah.
But we had a nice relationship off and on air. And beside that, we kept that quiet. But no, it was a good thing, and I had a lot of great experiences. Different stations. I mean, I worked in Ottawa. I worked in London.
Oh yeah, big markets.
A lot of places. And then I remember the weekend they flew me up to Hamilton. CHML was looking for me, and I was in Hamilton. But they arrived in Toronto that night at the hotel. They owned the station too, and they said, "No, you're coming to Toronto." And I said, "I'm not going anywhere right now." And they talked about it, and we talked about it, and the money was staggering, and I thought, oh, my God, this is so good. And then I'm thinking, no, it's Toronto. You know, you might be there 6 months.
Yeah.
It's safer to go home. And I did. You know, I came back home, and I never regretted that. But, no, and then when you left, no, you didn't leave. You talked about you had another year. And
in the summer, I was hired for as a summer position. Of course,
that's right,
on probation for the first little while.
Yeah.
See how things work out. So after a few weeks, I had come back to Fred and I said, listen, Fred, I think I have to apply for my second semester at Loyalist. And he looked at me and said, what are you talking about? Like, you got a full-time job in radio.
You're
isn't that what you're supposed to get after you graduate? I thought, yeah. He said, no, you're staying, you're hired. So that was the rest of the story, right?
No,
so,
it was good. It was a good stretch, a good run.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for the opportunity, first of all, for hiring me and getting me in the business because
you had something to offer,
somewhere.
Phil, you had something to offer. You wouldn't have been hired for your looks or your personality or anything else. You had something to offer.
Folks, that's the Fred Denny I remember.
Didn't hire me because it's Phil. No, you had something. And something I needed. So, let's hire
him.
Well,
as you always said, I need a warm body to put in the control room, so you're hired.
And yours was warm.
Yeah.
And it worked. All kinds of shifts. No, it was great.
So much fun hearing your voice again. But listen, thank you again for coming in this morning and reminiscing.
Oh, my pleasure.
Telling
my
about pleasure. Some stories. I appreciate everything you've done for me.
I listen
really
to you on the coast. And I mean, I think to myself, he hasn't changed a bit. And that's good because, you know, you haven't changed. It's consistent. It's good. It's solid. And you had detractors in the crowd. We won't get into that. Yeah. But I stood in the way and said, no. You know, the other two words to tell you where to go. And I said, you know, he's my man, and he stays, and we're going to do this thing. And it was just good having you.
Well, I appreciate that. No. I know I wanted you here as one of the certainly one of the first guests on, and I appreciate you coming in. And,
no, Bill called me, and I said, you got to be kidding. You think I don't have things to do? I'm retired here.
That's right.
I stay in bed till 7 o'clock in the morning, you know. Anyway, no, Phil, I wanted to, and when Bill called me with the opportunity, I said, yes, yes, yes. Because you meant a lot to me in those days, and you were one of the steady ones, and one of the ones I could count on, and you know, you weren't full of surprises like I was.
Yeah,
and you know, poor Norris, no wonder he sold it. But
I think it was in the position about 6 months, and Fred comes to me and says, "By the way, we're going to give you the position of promotions manager. You're going to handle all the contests on the air."
Yeah,
and I thought, I'm only here 6 months. I'm handling all the promotions on the air, and that was a learning curve too,
to take over
all that stuff. So.
But you know, listen, you did it well, and you did it courteously, and you weren't a problem. And I always remember that about you. And I mean, I can run down a list of names, but we won't do that, obviously. But I mean, a list of names that, you know, just still rankle me to this day after I'd been out of it for so long. But you're not one of them. Your name is at the top of my list, and it's a very short list.
Oh, and, thank you so much.
So, no, I when I had the opportunity, when Bill called me, I said, in a minute, I'll be there. So,
yeah,
it's nice to see you, man. You look great.
Thank you so much. Say hello to Barb.
Yeah, and, you lost that great big belly. That's nice.
Yeah, that's gone.
Oh, that's real good.
Yeah, that's gone.
Phil, good to see you, buddy, and happy anniversary.
Thank you so
and
much.
Don't do another 50, though, okay?
No, I don't think I will.
Don't
I
work that out.
Yeah, no. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fred Denny, and it's so good to hear him again here on the air. We're going to play some commercials. We'll be back in just a sec.
Spring is in the air at Rona Stevens Home Center in Sydney. If you're heading out to enjoy the days, do it in Tilly clothing, now available at Rona. Tilly clothing, it's durability, it's comfort, it's stylish, it's Tilly. Are you looking to replace that front door? Rona has steel entrance doors manufactured on site for a perfect fit. And if you're tackling a kitchen or bathroom reno, Divine Cabinetry is one of Canada's leading cabinet makers. Rona Stevens Home Center, locally owned and Canadian proud, 199 Townsend Street in Sydney.
Hi, my name is Savannah Thompson, and I am the manager of New Dawn Home Care. As Cape Breton's oldest private home care provider, we are excited to announce that we now offer nursing and full care services. We've been providing client-centered care to Cape Bretoners for over 30 years. With our expanded services, we can now meet the needs of more clients throughout all of life stages. Learn more about our services at newdawnhomecare.ca or by calling 902-562-2444. People you trust, caring for people you love.
Middays on the Coast are brought to you by Roger Burns Real Estate Limited.
Dealing in real estate demands trust, connection, and service. All values I take to heart. Call me at 902-564-4447. And remember, if my sign is on your lawn, you're moving.
Jamming four decades of hits into one great night.
This is Flashback Friday, the 60s at 6.
Yeah, me!
At 7. The 80s at 8. The 90s at 9.
Flashback Friday with Scott Purdy. Friday starting at 6. Presented by Cape Breton Hyundai, State Street, Sydney.
I'm Bill Bradley, and we're having a big celebration here at the Coast 89.7 as we congratulate our very own Phil Thompson on achieving 50 years in broadcasting. It's a party, and you're invited. Tune in all day today or drop by the station at 170 George Street, Sydney from 1 till 4 as we honor Phil Thompson and his half a century of broadcasting. There's going to be special guests, cake, coffee, and tea. Join us today and help us celebrate the historic career of Phil Thompson.
Shopping for a new ride? Then choose Mazda. You would be choosing the most awarded brand in Canada ever. You'd also be choosing Consumer Reports' safest brand for 2026. And the only brand confident enough to back its vehicles with a 5-year unlimited kilometer warranty so you can drive as much or as far as you want. We've got you covered. For May, enjoy unlimited kilometer warranty, financing from 0.99%, plus event cash up to $5,000. Discover the more to Mazda 3, the sporty compact CX-30, the redesigned midsize CX-5, or the full-size CX-70 and the 7-passenger CX-90. Test drive yours today, only at Sydney Mazda.
The Coast 89.7 presents a night of Cape Breton's finest country music. A celebration of the island's deep roots in country music, past, present, and future, featuring Robert Bouchard, plus Aaron Lewis, Jocelyn Hines, the Turbo Brothers, Howie McDonald, and Kimberly Frazier. Saturday, May 16th, 7:30 at the Savoy Theater. Tickets on sale at the box office, 902-842-1577, or online, savoytheater.com.
Middays on the Coast are brought to you by Roger Burns Real Estate Limited.
I don't charge overpriced off-island franchise fees, keeping money here in our own community. Call me at 564-4447, and remember, if my sign is on your lawn, you're moving.
This weekend, listen to Daryl McLean's Beach Party, because you're... Canada's Feel Good Party is featuring number one hits all night long.
You keep saying you've got something for me.
Chart toppers from The Beatles, Beach Boys, Elvis, Diana, Stevie, The Stones, and many more. Number one hits all night long on the Shoreline's number one Feel Good Party, Daryl McLean's Beach Party. Saturday from 6 to 10 on the Coast, 89.7.
The Beach Party, presented by McLean Herring Center, Wabana Court, Sydney, and Jim Sampson Motors, now with special low financing.
This is Dave LeBlanc. When I think about Phil Thompson, my first thought is he is a radio guy. When he first scaled the stairs at CJCB, which was not that much longer after I made that climb, little did we know, here is a radio lifer from Stellarton. He had radio poise and a lot of confidence. Remember in those days, there were a lot of DJs coming and going through the doors at the corner of Prince and Charlotte Streets. Phil, you did a tremendous job promoting your station and its programs. Your own program was and is always prepared and carried out in a professional manner. I've always admired your consistency as a broadcaster. Thank you for the friendship and the years we worked together. As the baker says, it was a slice. Congratulations. You've been at it a long time. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
89.7, that's Shooter, and we can dance. Yeah, we can dance, all right. 9:54 here on the 50th anniversary show. Phil Thompson along this morning on May 13th. I want to take you back to an event that I was involved in. We always have stories to tell, like any business. Like, you know, workers get together and they tell stories. Thanks for Bill McClellan coming in, by the way. Former manager of the county arena and good friend of mine for many, many years. And all the different shows we had at the county arena and all the skating sessions and all that stuff. It was a lot of fun doing stuff with Bill. Thanks, Bill, for coming in. We did this thing called Radiothon for the United Way. It was back in 1979, and it's the only reason I got to do this because Fred didn't want to do it. So he said, "You do it. You should do that. That'll be a good exposure for you." Yeah, okay, it was. So I stayed on the air for 54 hours for the United Way to raise $16,000, which was a lot of fun, part of it was. And I remember halfway through the night, overnight, one of the nights I was on, they hauled me out of there for about an hour so I could take a shower over the YMCA and then took me back and put me back in the chair again. So it was a tough one to do, something I would not do again, but certainly to go through it and help out the community, and I really wanted to help do stuff in the community. So we did a lot of things with United Way back then as well. And because of that spinoff, I got to be the parade marshal for the Sydney Santa Claus Parade in 1979. And lo and behold, the guy that drove me that day is Normie Ferguson. More people knew more Normie than knew me, but that was a lot of fun that day with parade marshal 1979 in Sydney. Let's go back to 1978. This is a clip from CJCB for Record of the Year. Let's listen.
Remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson.
John Travolta at CJCB. Grease Lightning at 10:24. Some gold here from Keith Hampshire. Forever and ever.
Remember that Sunday.
CJCB with song 10 from Jerry Rafferty, and right down the line, it's 10:30. We've had a lot of calls tonight on the Record of the Year contest. Now, here it is again in full detail, what it's all about. Each year, CJCB Radio has the countdown of the top 100 songs for the year on New Year's Day. We'll have it again this year, and what we want to do is have a little contest here and try and find out if you people really know your music. All right, what you do is write your name and address down on a piece of paper and write down what you think will be the number one song for the year 78 and mail it to us. The Record of the Year contest, CJCB Radio, Post Office Box 1270 here in Sydney. And we'll make a draw from the letters received. And that winner will pick up top 40 single LPs, or rather top 40 singles, top LPs of the year 78. And listen to this. Oh, so far we've had over 32 million sellers for the year 78, and we'll give them all to you, the songs that have sold over a million copies, plus a grand prize, which we'll keep a secret right now, which will be announced later. And the deadline for entry forms, December 22nd at midnight. And the draw will take place on January 2nd, the day after New Year's Day. January 2nd will make the draw for the winner of all that grand prize stuff and the music. So why not get your entries in right away, as soon as possible. Write to Record of the Year, Post Office Box 1270, CJCB Radio here in Sydney. Who knows, you could be the next instant winner to claim that prize.
Community events on the Coast 89.7, brought to you by Blair's New and Used Furniture and Appliances.
I'm Blair Slade. Check out our daily in-store specials and drop by the store. Our hours are Monday to Friday from 9 till 5.
Coming up this weekend, roast beef dinner at the Grand Myra Community Hall, Grand Myra South. It's on Sunday, 3 till 5. Cost $20 adults, $10 for children.
The ECMAs are coming, May 20th to 24th, and Cape Breton musicians are nominated. Here is an ECMA artist profile for Jural, presented by Eskazoni First Nation.
Eskazoni is a leader in self-governance, cultural preservation, and economic sustainable development. This year, the road to the ECMAs makes its first stop in Eskazoni First Nation with a concert to kick things off. Monday, May 18th, Join Eskasoni First Nation from 1 till 5 p.m. at the Saradani Cultural Center, 63 Mini Mall Drive, for a free concert to start a week of songs, stories, and East Coast music. Eskasoni, explore, connect, and celebrate all that makes us unique. Jalasi.
Jural is an indigenous hip-hop artist based out of Eskasoni. He has been a member of hip-hop groups such as City Natives and Kush. He has toured extensively across Canada and the United States. Recently, he has been working on his career as a solo artist with the mandate to share his personal experiences of the indigenous lifestyle here in the Maritimes, as well as spread appreciation and knowledge of the Mi'kmaq language and culture. He is nominated for both Indigenous Artist of the Year and Rap Hip-Hop Release of the Year for the 2026 ECMAs.